update. Rowena, you can record. A lot of you have been very kind, dropping me kind notes, giving me chicken essence, gift cards because you want me to get better. And I really appreciate that. I am going to share my update with you. I am finishing up chemotherapy soon, and I will be starting my radiation treatment. But like, please don't worry, and thank you for all your kind messages and your and the gifts. I'm doing okay. We're very safe in the building. But that's my update.
OK， 校长说呢，他想趁这个机会呢，谢谢所有的家长来就是说给他的关注，然后呢，就是对他来讲呢就是说校长很感谢所有的家长的关注，有些家长呢会就是说提问问校长最近怎么样啊，然后就关心一下他，或者是买一些基金给他吃，希望他可以健健康康的。然后呢，校长想跟你们讲有关于他的身体状况，他现在呢就快要做完化疗了，然后做完化疗以后呢，他就会开始他的放射、
okay.
他的放射治疗，放射治疗以后，他现在呢其实身体状况还可以，所以他希望你们不要担心，但是他很感谢你们的问候。
Okay, so I'm going to jump right into school updates. I know it's late and I know you guys are I know everybody's tired. We have been selected for what they call capital improvement. They are replacing all our windows in the school, which means, you know, we have huge windows. They're tearing it out and they're putting in more better energy efficient windows and windows we can actually open and close. That will mean that we will be under scaffolding for about a year. Joanne O'Neill thinks it's 3 years, but if I free classrooms up and they can work rapidly, it'll be a year. This will compromise our outdoor space, but I don't want you to worry. We have a huge indoor space. We will fully utilize Seward Park. My only dilemma is I wanted to use the field where the basketball courts are, and I was told that's undergoing capital improvement, so they're tearing up that whole part of the park. So we will use the rest of the park. Do not worry about safety. We have 7th precinct working with us. No classroom teacher goes out on their own. We always send another adult at the goal of walkie-talkies and their cell phones are on.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we do have outdoor space. We're very lucky we live by a park.
Okay, 校长想跟你们说有关于学校的更新，就是资讯更新。然后呢，我们学校呢被选中了说可以就是更新我们学校的所有的窗户。然后呢，他们要把我们所有的窗户呢变成了就是比较好一点的，可以让老师可以随时打开跟关起来，因为我们的窗户很大，他们会把它改变成比较可以，就是让我们可以方便的用一下。而且呢，然后呢，他说这一个项目呢即将会是1年到3年，可是如果校长可以把那些教室呢尽快的给他们，就是让他们可以进去做这些窗户的话呢，有可能1年之内就可以做完了。然后这个是什么意思呢？就是代表呢，就我们外面呢会好像是会放很多那些架子，这样子呢我们的后院呢，对不对，就会位置就会比较小一点的。但是呢校长说不需要担心，因为我们有很大的内操场，所以他们可以在我们学校的内操场里面做任何的那个活动的。然后呢我们呢学校呢也在很靠近一个公园叫做 Seward Park， 然后 Seward Park 里面呢我们本来想运用那个打篮球的地方，可是那个地方也是在进行跟也是在进行改变，他们想要把它拆迁变成另外一些东西，所以呢但是呢我们有其余的地方那个公园可以用的。我们每当呢把那些小朋友呢就是让他们出去公园活动活动的时候呢，我们都会派很多的大人跟他跟那你们的小朋友一起去。而且呢我们也会要求就是第七个警局里面呢去帮助我们协助我们呢可以呢安全的把小朋友呢带去公园让他们活动活动，然后再带他们回来的。然后每个老师带小朋友出去的时候呢，他们呢都会被他们都会带他们的电话，而且他们也有那个就是对讲机，这样子我们呢随时随地都知道发生什么事情。
Okay, I'm going to move on to Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go through the comments later. We also have two jungle gyms in our yard. The smaller one has been compromised and we're trying to replace the part. But after talking with a lot of members of the community, 42 community, we are considering tearing out the little jungle gym and putting in a greenhouse, if not two, so that that can be space that can be used by families and the children. So please let me know your thoughts about it. I've run it by the PTA and the school leadership team. They're on board, but you know, if you could, if you have a reason why we shouldn't, like I'm opening to thinking of another way. We're gonna keep the big jungle gym and remove the small one, remove the matting, and then we will put in an order for one or two greenhouses, and we're gonna keep it until, we're gonna store it until they're done with the windows and we'll build it. And we can start our greenhouse adventure.
OK, 然后校长说呢，你们也知道我们学校有一个就有两个，就是那个攀登架。OK， 那其中的一个小的那个攀登架呢，它其实呢经过这么多年呢已经有一些坏掉了，然后呢我们想着去把它修好，可是呢我们现在呢就是说就是修好的费用呢其实很贵的，所以我们现在打算呢是把它拆掉，完全拆掉，然后呢拆掉以后呢我们想在那一个地方呢是放两个温室啊，放两个温室放在那边，然后呢我们会订购会买这些温室，然后等窗户弄好了以后呢我们就会开始盖这些温室，然后小朋友呢就可以就是在里面学习有关于温室，有关于就是花朵啊种菜这样子。
Okay.
我们呢校长 I'm sorry 校长也想知道你们的意见是什么，因为我们就跟我们家教会开过会，他们也同意了说就是说去买这两个温室的，所以呢如果你不同意的话呢麻烦你就是说如果你可以的话呢把你的意见提交给校长跟副校长，让我们参观就是参与一下。
OK, this week is parents teachers conference. The hours are set for Thursday. It is mandatory that we keep those hours, but please, if you can't meet with the teachers during those hours, do not worry. Let them know when you're available, and my teachers are wonderful. They will work it out with you. So do not stress if you can't get an appointment. If you, I don't want you taking off work, just know that we are more than willing to meet you when you're available. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后呢校长说呢明天星期四呢就是家长跟那个老师的会议，然后呢我们呢是按照于教育局呢他们给我们指定的时间呢，在时间里面呢开这些会议的，但是如果这一些时间呢就是给予你不方便的话呢没有关系，不需要担心，只要去跟你的老师，你小孩子的老师联系，然后让他知道说你在这些时间或者是这一天呢是完全没有空去参与这一个会议的话呢，他们会另外跟你约时间的，我们的老师都非常非常的好。然后校长说呢他不希望你们呢就是必须要请假一天来参加会议，其实不需要的，只要跟我们老师提一下的话呢，他们会尽量的去配合你们呢，去找一个时间呢是你方便你可以跟我们开会的。
OK, report cards will be given out on Thursday. It's a half day. Pick up at 11 o'clock. What we will do for lunch is we're going to give them packed lunches and they will get it as they go home so they could have lunch at home. Now, if you don't like the lunch, do not throw it out by the school or I will get yelled at. Okay?
Okay.然后呢校长说呢明天是家长学生的会议，所以呢学校11点钟就放学，不管是远程的还是进来学校上学的学生呢，他们所有的学生都是11点放学的。然后呢放学的时候呢我们会给每一个小朋友呢他们的午餐呢是拿回家里吃的。 OK，然后呢，如果你小朋友不想吃午餐，千万千万不要呢在学校的附近把午餐丢掉，因为呢这个样子的话，校长呢就会被，就是校长会闯祸了，所以就是说你们呢不喜欢没有关系，拿回家，拿回家再丢。
Okay, so the report cards will have two grades, empty for meets target and for needs improvement. We will distribute on April 9th, and you can get the report cards at mystudent.nyc. That's the account that everybody should have open right now. That is where the DOE is dropping all your child's information. If you have trouble getting on, if you have trouble finding the report card, just contact Ms. Nina or Ms. Lipsky. You can contact me also, and I will send it to Ms. Lipsky.
OK，有关于成绩表，OK，成绩表呢，4月9号呢会在 My Student NYC 那里呢会有发放给所有的家长的，OK，所以你必须要有你 My Student 的账号，然后呢进去看看你小朋友这一个学期的分数，OK，那今年的分数呢还是跟去年一样，有两个分数，一个是 MT。就是代表你小朋友达标了，一个是 N，就是代表你小朋友还需要进步。那如果呢，因为每一个人呢都必须要有一个 My Student 的账号，如果你没有的话，你呢必须要联系 Miss Lipsky 或者是 Miss Nina 呢，他们会帮你开一个帮你启动你的账号，那教你怎么样用。因为所有有关于你小朋友在教育局的那些资料呢，全部都会在这个账号里面。
Okay, I'm gonna keep going. We, according to the Biden administration, we will have the state test for third, fourth, and fifth grade. I do not know how they're going to do this, but the minute I have more information, I will let you know. Someone asked this morning, very good question, how do they plan to test the remote children? I have no clue. I can't fathom how they're gonna do it. Supposedly, and I heard this through the grapevine, which means it might not be true. The DOE is working with a company to come up with software that will detect background noise, voices. So, if they plan to do remote, then maybe that's one way how they're going to monitor it. Don't worry, we will keep you up to date. And do not worry about how are we going to get your child ready for testing. Much of the testing strategies and what they're looking for is already embedded in their everyday lessons. So, setting, main character, that's part of our literacy program to help the children recognize it. And embedded in there are like testing strategies, like, well, if you have these choices, which would make the most sense, right? Time management we're working on. So please do not worry. We're also working on creating maybe a remote intensive reading and math academy, which will really be focused on hardcore test prep is optional. Usually in those cases, the teachers do select the students they think needs extra support, but it is totally optional. Huiling, I'll stop because that's a lot of information.
OK，那所有的家长可能也听说了拜登的那个他的那个他里他的那个就是拜登他说呢，今年呢他需要3、4、5年级的小朋友呢去考周考，然后呢我们到目前为止呢是没有任何的资讯呢是可以提供给你们的。然后今天早上有一个家长问说呢，那如果我们是100%的远程学习学生？那这样子，我们应该是不是在家里考试？然后呢，校长说他其实真的不知道，因为我们完全不知道他们应该会怎么样，就是说应对这个问题。可是呢，我们听说，就是听说教育局呢，他们呢在跟一些公司呢去打算呢去开始启动一个方程式呢，是有可能是拿来呢给100%的远程学习他们就是考周考的时候，那个方程式呢，有可能呢是会去就是听听看有没有人讲话啊，或者是你后面的那些声音呢来指定呢是不是有人帮你考的，可是没有，我们真的不知道呢会发生什么事情的。然后有时候你可能会想说，OK，那既然他们要考周考，那我应该我的你会担心有关于你的小朋友就是说考周考 考的时候会不会考好。然后校长说呢，你不需要担心，因为在我们的课程里面呢，老师都已经有教那些小朋友呢怎么样去做那个考好一个试，就是说怎么样呢去把时间给弄好，然后这样子他有足够的时间可以考试。而且呢，如果是选择题的话呢，应该怎么样去选择对的那些答案。而且呢，我们现在呢也在规划呢，是要可能是可以呢在网上呢做我们的阅读加强课程的。可是呢，这个阅读加强课程呢不是就是说我们 不一定要指定每一个小朋友参加，其实是让你们可以做选择，你们想参加可以参加，不想参加也可以不用参加的。
Okay, so I'm going to move on. We will be starting a program, a CHAMPS program with Mr. Lavallee and Ms. Liu. This will be only for remote students. Currently, the students in-house do see the specialty area teachers live. Oh, Ms. Lipsky, can you type in the website for Aysen's question? So they see the teachers live. All my remote students have been watching videos because there's no way we can make that work. Mr. Lavallee and Ms. Liu will be doing live lessons for remote children if they sign on. So on Tuesday, no, next Monday, second and third graders who sign on, we're gonna let them know. And in the afternoon, as an after school program, they're gonna have 45 minutes or an hour, Ms. Lipsky. An hour, and Mr. Lavallee and Ms. Liu will be live. We will open it up to fourth and fifth grade remote students, and we'll let you know Friday. Sign up, I think it's really great. You will get to see Mr. Lavallee and Ms. Liu live, and it's a lot of physical activity, which is really great for all of us right now. And this is for the remote children that have not been able to have any live instruction with yoga and phys ed. Huilin?
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，我们即将要开始这个叫做 CHAMP 的体育课程跟瑜伽课程的 ，OK。然后呢，我们的学生就是进来上学的学生呢，他们呢都有这一些课程，跟 Mr. Lavallee 或者是 Ms. Liu 呢都有上这一些课程。所以这一些课程呢是专门给100%远程学习的学生的 ，OK。然后呢，然后这些课程因为呢100%远程学习呢，他们通常呢都没有就是说可以就是上视频。跟那个老师呢去做一些体育的那些运动的，然后呢所以呢校长说因为他们就是看影片的，所以校长呢提供这一个 CHAMPS 的这一个活动呢是专门给100%的远程学习的学生，这样子他们呢就可以跟 Mr. Lavallee 跟 Ms. Liu 呢就在那个一个小时里面呢会有就是说视频会议呢会就是他们可以在那里呢学习做运动OK， 而且还有呢，就是星期一呢，二跟三年级呢会知道他是补习，就是说放学以后呢一个小时 ，OK， 还有呢就是四跟五年级呢，星期五呢，就是会知道，我们是建议呢每一个家长呢都去参加这个报名参加这个活动。
Oh, OK, we will also be conducting virtual trips with the children.It's really important to our vision that we bring children to cultural institutes so that they learn outside the building. But being that we can't go, we're going to do it virtually. So some of these trips will be guided by the docent from the museum or the cultural institution, and some will be teacher directed.
Okay.然后呢我们呢就是说会即将呢会在小朋友的谷歌教室里面呢放一些虚拟的那个旅行让他们去，因为基于这一个就是这个疫情呢我们不可以带小朋友呢出去外面去真正的那个博物馆让他们参观，所以呢我们会就是通过虚拟的旅行呢让他们去参观不同的那个博物馆啊或者是其他的地方，然后有时候呢会是在博物馆里面呢他们有一些人呢会指导就是那一个影片，有时候呢是老师指导那些影片的。
OK tuning violins third fourth and fifth graders it was really really nice to have everybody join in adults with the children to learn how to tune the violin. It was such a big crowd that we were not able to get to everybody. So we broke it down to smaller groups. Oh my God, okay. And you will be contacted and someone from Third Street Music School will be supporting you as we continue to tune the violins. So Miss Jane has been tuning the violins. We hear it every day in the office. I'm very proud of everybody, you know, the adults and the children. The children are very lucky in the sense that every single child, if they wanted one, they have a violin. It is so important that music is a part of their life. And I'm so proud that they're learning how to take care of this beautiful piece of equipment. They're participating in the lesson. I know all the children complain they don't like to stand that long, but we're sitting all day in front of the computer. Standing is good for them, okay? So we're gonna continue working with you on tuning the violins. Second graders, proud of all of you for taking care of the ukuleles. If you don't have a ukulele, let us know. It's really odd. We did a checklist and we gave out ukuleles to everybody. At least we thought we did. We discovered that some students didn't get it yet. So just let us know. Hui Ling?
Okay, 那有关于调小提琴呢，就是 校长说呢，他很高兴呢，所有的就是小朋友呢，可以学习怎么样去调这些小朋友。然后那一次的会议呢，里面参加的人数太多了，所以呢，我们就是没有机会呢去调每一个小朋友的小提琴。所以呢，三阶呢，他们会联系你们呢，就是一小组一小组的联系你们呢，然后去参加那些会议呢，然后他们就会在那个小组的会议里面呢，是帮你们呢调你们的小提琴的。所以呢，你等他们通知你。 OK， 然后呢，如果你想拿回来学校也可以。Miss Jane 呢，她呢在学校呢，经常帮我们拿进来的家长的小朋友呢，去帮他们调，因为校长在办公室里面经常都会听到小朋友Miss Jane 在那边调小提琴的。OK，然后校长说呢，他特别的高兴呢，是说每一个小朋友呢都非常非常的幸运。 因为呢，每个小朋友他想要一个小提琴，他们都有小提琴，而且呢，学习音乐呢是一个非常非常重要的东西，在他们就是他觉得在他们的生命里面呢，会是一个非常非常重要的学习。 情况，还有呢，就是说，他说呢，他非常的，就是说，觉得小朋友很棒呢，就是说，他们可以参与，对不对？学习怎么样拉小提琴，但是那些小提琴呢，那些小朋友呢，他经常会说，哦，站得好累啊，不想站。可是呢，校长说，如果你们想一想的话，其实你们一天到晚都是坐在电脑前面的，所以站一站对于身体来讲也是很好的 ，OK？ 还有呢，就是我们呢会继续跟家长呢去。 继续去帮你们调你的小朋友，然后二年级呢，你们的六弦琴呢，对不对？如果你们没有拿到那个六弦琴的话呢，我们以为我们是给了每一个二年级的小朋友他们的六弦琴，可是如果你没有拿到的话呢，请让我们知道，请通知我们，我们会把你小朋友的六弦琴给他们的。OK，
I'm going to go back to the report card. The reason why you're getting your report card April 9th and not on Parents Teachers Conference Day is because we gave the report card in December and it is too soon. We really want to give time so that we could assess the children and really see their growth. On Parents Teachers Conference, the teachers will give you an update on your child's progress, the highlights and maybe areas of needs improvement. So you'll get the report card April 9th. And once again, like, don't worry if there's any questions about the report card. Our teachers are more than willing to meet you.
OK, 然后呢，校长想说再回去讲有关于成绩表。他说呢，成绩表它是4月9号呢才可以给家长看到，是因为呢，而且不是在那个就是明天开家长会上面看到呢，是因为我们上一次的那个成绩单发放的时间呢是12月3号。然后呢，我们想给小朋友呢。 多一点时间呢，是看看他们进步的程度在哪里的。所以明天开家长会的时候呢，老师会告诉你们他们在。 在12月到现在为止呢，对不对，他们所看到的进展呢，有什么样的东西他们需要在需要一些帮助啊，然后告诉你们他们到他们的程度达到哪里了 OK。 然后呢，如果你4月9号看了你的成绩单以后，你有任何的东西不懂的话呢，你还是可以去跟老师预约时间，老师呢他是非常的开心呢，是帮助你理解你小朋友的成绩单上面的分数的。
Okay, so I am going to, okay, so one thing I didn't touch upon was the PS I Love You Week and the Kindness Week. That's something we did start this year. We feel like the children, it was a little hard for the children to be remote for such a long period. We're working on figuring out game night where they could socialize remote and blended. So those are all in the works. But the PS I Love You Week, that lovely slideshow was created by all the teachers. We really emphasize the week of kindness, and we're gonna remind the students every week because it shouldn't be 1 week. I have to thank my speech teacher. She is part of this group that does the PS I Love You and is very near and dear to her. Her best friend at a young age lost the father. He committed suicide. And the thought was like, maybe if like people knew and people could have supported him, it would not have happened. So this is something that she's instituted in many schools. Many schools have joined in. And the hope is that even though we call it Kindness Week, kindness should be in our teaching, in our conversation, when the children interact. So it was very important that we do a good job. I do have to thank Ms. Lipsky. She put that slideshow together. She spent her entire week, the break, putting that together. Ms. Chin here helped translate. It was a lot of work. And I could tell you, I am doing well and healing because they are really supporting me. Miss Nina, the teachers, and I do want to thank them publicly. Hui Ling.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，我们想讲一讲有关于 PS 我爱你日。然后呢，就是说校长说呢，在那一个星期里面呢，我们想就是说让小朋友呢知道有关于怎么样做一件事情呢，才可以表达他们的善良。OK， 然后呢，因为小朋友呢就是在家里呢做远程学习太久的时候呢，就是对他们来讲呢会有一些困惑。OK， 就是呢我们现在呢在学校里面呢就是想就是说在计划就是在规划怎么样呢去让所有的小朋友呢可以在一天呢一起玩，就是在一天那个晚上在一起玩 OK。 然后呢我们副校长呢 Ms. Lipsky 呢，你看到的那一个灯换影片播放呢，其实是 Ms. Lipsky 呢他花了很多很多的就是假日呢去把那些不同的那些照片全部放在一起，然后呢这个影幻片里面呢所有的东西呢都是每一位老师呢参与的，他们去照相，他们去发放给 Ms. Lipsky， 这样子他才可以把所有的东西呢放起来展现给你们看的 OK。 然后这个 PS I Love You 日呢，对不对，我爱你日呢，其实呢是我们的语言老师呢他的最好的朋友，对不对，他的爸爸呢，对不对，在就是他爸爸他自杀了，然后他在自杀之前最后跟他讲的一句话就是我爱你。所以呢他们说呢有可能呢就是在那个社区，他们说呢如果他们呢知道在就是发生在他爸爸身上的那些事情，如果他们有给他一些关怀，或者是有给他一些就是给他一些关怀的话，他可能不会去自杀。OK， 所以呢我们就是想就是就是让小朋友知道呢要怎么样去善良的对待其他人，而且呢不单只是小朋友善良的对待其他人，然后我们老师在教书的时候呢也会教他要善良的一点教他们，然后呢所有的东西呢都是我们副校长呢他花了很多的假期日期呢去把这些影片全部放在一起才可以展现给你们的。所以呢校长说呢，因为我们在学校里面所有的工作人员呢是就是帮助他就是照顾好校长，所以呢校长想在这里呢公布说他非常的感谢我们。
OK, my next announcement is really important and I'm going to need everybody's support. We are have School Connects, the app that we use. It's having trouble getting the licensing done with the Department of Ed. It's extremely political. I don't want to lose the app because that's one way how I know what to do with the school when I hear from you. So I need the families to write via School Connects on email why School Connects is important to you. I want it in Chinese, I want it in Spanish, I want it in English. I'm gonna compile all these notes to present to the Department of Ed why School Connects is extremely important. There's a lot of big programs out there that want to take care of my emergency cards. They want all the emergency contacts. They cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I don't want them to have that information. I don't need them to have that information. All I want is an app so that you can contact me directly. And this is what School Connects does. If you have trouble at night, we had a family facing eviction during COVID. They reached out to us. We use that app to support you. And that app supports me. So please, if you can write a testimonial and send it to us in Chinese, in Spanish, in Bengali, in English, any way possible, we're gonna start collecting it as evidence of why School Connects is so important to us. Huiling.
OK, 现在呢我们要跟你讲的一样东西呢，校长说呢，我们希望每一个家长呢可以帮一帮我们，希望你们可以参与，我们真的需要你们的帮助。 OK， 我们学校的 APP School Connects right 即将呢会被教育局取消他们的许可证。OK， 为什么呢？是因为他们有更大的公司呢，他们就是很贵的公司呢，他们呢需要呢拿你们的那个紧急卡啊，你们的那些私人资料，然后呢他们呢想就说在持续在教育局里面，可是 School Connects 呢他们呢就是只是我这就是说他们的许可证呢如果没有被教育局通过的话呢，我们就会没有这个 APP 用了。然后这个 APP 好在哪里呢？就是它不需要你的任何资料，它是一个 APP 呢可以让你就是家长跟学校跟我们呢有一个很好的沟通。所以我们希望呢所有的家长呢可以帮助我们，就是说写一样东西，就是说写一些东西有关于 OK 我们学校这个 APP 是如何帮你更好的跟学校跟老师跟学校跟老师跟校长有就是说沟通，而且呢学校呢怎么样去发放那些资料去通知你们有关于最新的信息。好像这个小小 School Connect 这个小小的公司呢，他们呢提供我们的，因为呢他提供我们的就是运用呢是非常非常对于我们的就是家庭来讲，我们的社区来讲呢是非常好的，所以我们希望你们可以帮一帮我，不管用什么样的语言你都可以发一个短信或者是写电邮给校长副校长，写有关于这个 APP 如何帮助你，没有这个 APP 呢我们其实呢不会有更好的联系的，所以我们希望你们可以写一样东西去联系去寄给校长跟副校长。
Okay, I'm going to go through the comments, and because some people joined late, I'm going to just repeat the highlights of what we talked about. Tasha, yes, it's really important for the children to go outside every day. One of the biggest challenges since the snowstorm is removing the snow. We can't take it off the safety mat because if we shovel off the safety mat disintegrates. So it's been a huge problem. We're hoping that it'll melt enough so that we can slowly scrape it off. It's a slippery, you know, it's slippery, it's a hazard, but we really can't touch the snow once it hits the safety mat. And that's why we haven't been out. Sewer Park has really rough icy patches also. So, you know, all in all, it's been really difficult. We also have guidelines. If we cannot take the children out if it falls below 35 degrees, and that's accounting for wind chill. And it's the only day that we haven't had that problem was today, but everything is melting and is sopping wet. But Tasha, I agree. We do use the park a lot, especially so for the lower grades, but we're gonna be really like dealing, the teachers know. It's kind of hard right now once there's a snowstorm, we're extremely compromised. Asin, we answer your report.
Do you want me to translate that maybe before we go to the next one?
How about you?
Okay. Okay, 这个家长说呢，他说呢，对于他来讲呢，小朋友可以出去做一些活动呢，是非常非常的重要的。所以呢，虽然呢是有一些困难，可是呢，他们呢希望他可以，就是希望学校可以尽量的带学生出去。然后校长说呢，其实呢，我们也很想带小朋友出去，但是呢，最近下很多的大雪，然后雪一荡那一。一当在那个安全垫上面呢，我们是不可以用铲雪那个铲子去把那些雪铲掉的，因为那些你用铲子的话去铲那些安全垫的话，那个安全垫会坏掉，所以我们不可以铲它的。而且呢，最近呢，我们也有那些，我们也要就是说教育局也有发一些指令说，如果是低于30度的话呢，对不对？加风呢，我们是不可以带小朋友出去玩的。所以呢，在这些天里面呢，只有今天是符合可以带他们出去玩的规矩。可是呢，因为今天的天气很好，所以呢，那些雪都开始融化了，所以外面的地下呢也是很湿。但是呢，我们知道说小朋友呢是需要去运动的，所以我们也会尽量带他们出去的。
Okay, and you know what? This is something that Cody's mom has a question. Lily has a question. Can you
Okay, Cody's mom wants to know, there are no grades on the report card?
It will be MT for meets target.
She wants a number, like a grade.
Nope.
Like a number, yeah, like 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, probably. A lot of the schools in District 2 are not going to the number because the number at this point is not a really true reflection. You know, especially when we have blended and remote, like the pacing is very, very different. And many of the schools in District 2 are not using numbers. A few are, but the numbers are like a wide range. So we're not going to use numbers. What's the second question?
She wants to know if fifth graders will be taking graduation pictures.
We are trying to figure that out. That's a really tough one. We have to figure that out. We've been talking about it. What we might do instead of doing the graduation picture is create a yearbook for each grade with pictures that we're going to start taking. We're gonna see, all right? That's in the works. We're still figuring out how to do graduation. It will probably have to be remote. So like that is in the works. So do you wanna translate?
Okay, yes. So Cody 的妈妈她问成绩单还是没有分数吗？然后呢，校长说呢，第二学区呢很多的那个学校呢，他们都不采取给分数4321，因为他们觉得呢，就是不太公平，因为呢很多小朋友呢都是在远程学习啊，有些是在进来读书啊，所以呢他们的那个进行不一样，所以呢对于那个给分数的今年还是不会的。有关于五年级的毕业照的话呢，我们现在还在规划，现在我们还没有清楚的知道应该要怎么样做，可是呢如果我们不照五年级毕业照的话呢，我们有可能给一些五年级的小朋友一个相册。Okay, and Kevin Chen's mom wants to ask, when will the fifth graders from last year get their diplomas?
We're working on that. It's been really crazy trying to get supplies out. We're working on that.
Okay, Kevin.
Tell me that it's a process because someone has to print it. It's a process, but we're working on it.
Okay, so Kevin 的妈妈，去年的五年级呢的毕业证书呢，我们现在呢，因为呢今年呢我们需要发放很多那些材料，所以呢我们很忙，所以还没有时间。我们现在呢计划呢，是因为他们需要印那些那个毕业证书出来，然后呢我们现在正在进行这一项工作，所以麻烦你不好意思等一等。
Okay, Mandy's mom wants to know, can we still get iPads? You have to let us know. We have to apply on your behalf at this point. So school connects us, okay? Ms. Lipsky will probably take notes already.
Okay, Mandy Huang, 她的家长问呢，说他们现在还可不可以申请教育局的 iPad? 那现在教育局的 iPad 呢，必须要是我们学校帮你申请的。所以呢，如果你还需要 iPad 的话呢，请通过我们学校的 APP 去联系副校长，我们会帮你申请的。
Okay, so there's one other thing that I didn't tell the morning meeting is that I know I get a lot of questions about school supplies. You do not have to worry about any school supplies for school year 2021-2022. We will buy everything. Do not worry. We will buy the notebooks, the pencils, the books, the folders. We do this every year if I have money, and I'm going to start ordering. So do not worry about any supply list.
OK, 校长说呢，有关于他现在告诉你们的资讯就是说呢，上学的材料，明年上学的材料就是2021年、2022年上学的材料。校长说不需要你们担心，我们学校会完全帮你们购买所有的材料。OK， 不管是铅笔啊，或者是他们写字的本子呢，学校都会帮你们购买。因为在我们的那个预算里面呢，校长说他还有钱，所以他用这一笔钱呢，来帮你们的小朋友买他们上学所需要的所有材料。
Yeah, I have four children that I had to buy supplies for, and it was very painful watching them carry the supplies to school. It is very painful.Watching your children lug the supplies to school the first week of school. In many cases, the supply bag of supply was bigger than your child. Mm-hmm. Whenever possible, I will always order supplies so none of you have to run around, worry about sales, getting the right brand. When I have money, I will order for the following school year. And right now, do not worry about 2021-2022. What I will do,is the teacher will ask you to respond to a Google form on whether you plan to return to PS42 next year or not, because I don't want to overpay. And we'll probably send that out either tomorrow or Friday, so we have a sense of how many things we have to order, okay?
OK, 校长说呢，因为他自己本身有四个小朋友，所以他知道呢，买材料是多痛苦的一件事情。而且呢，很多时呢，上学的第一个星期呢，他说站在那边看你的小朋友呢，去把所有的材料拿回学校呢，也非常的痛苦。因为呢，通常呢，很多时候呢，那些材料比你的小朋友还要大，还要那个，就是还要重，还要大。所以呢，所以他不需要家长呢，去担心有关于任何的材料。如果他在我们，如果他在他的预算里面呢，是还有钱呢，他会用这笔钱呢，帮所有的学生买这个，他买上学的材料。所以他说你不需要担心，但是呢，老师呢会发放一个谷歌的那个表给你们填，那里面的表呢会问你们会不会回来42小时上学，因为呢我们想买材料的同时也不想去居多太多买太多的材料，你懂吗？所以我们必须要家长呢去填这一个表格，让我们知道呢预算一下到底需要买多少的材料给所有的学生。
Okay, so, I forgot what I was going to say. Very important, the testimonials for School Connects.
Okay, 非常的重要，真的非常的重要。校长希望你们写一篇东西呢，是有关于我们学校的 APP 是如何帮助你在这，特别是在这个疫情当中是怎么样帮助你跟学校有更好的联系。所以麻烦你们抽一点时间，不管是中文啊，英文啊，西班牙语啊，不管是哪一种语言，只要发给他们就好了。
Okay, what does that one say?
That one, okay. Hi, Ching's mom said that, are we talking about, School Connects that will, we're at the risk of losing School Connects or other apps?
School Connects.
Okay, 就是我们学校的 APP, School Connects. So do we have like an outline so that, you know, she knows what to write?
Is that Judy?
Yeah.
Okay. Just write how important it is to you. That's basically it and why. Like, okay. like this is so important because I get to ask the teachers questions when I'm confused. We could work on one and post it on School Connects if you want, but just give us a day. Okay.
Okay.我其实呢 ，Judy 的妈妈问有没有呢那个范本怎么样写？那就是说，其实呢，你只要写有关于这一个 APP 呢，对你来讲有如何的重要， OK， 如果你需要的话呢，我们可以在那个我们学校的 APP 里面呢放一个样板给你看看应该怎么样写。但是呢，我们想家长自己从你自己的经验里面呢，是提供一些重要的，就是觉得你觉得这个 APP 是对你来讲是如何的重要。
OK， I'm going to end the meeting, but what I'm going to do is talk really quick and go over some things in the beginning because some families join late. OK. So if you have to go, you can leave. I'm just going to review all the highlights really quick. You think that will help, Ms. Lipsky, or no? Okay, so...
Okay, can I translate that?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, 校长说呢，现在会议其实已经结束了。他现在呢，只是会一些有一些迟到的那些家长呢，他会重新再讲一讲有关于我们今天早上刚刚呢，提早以前呢，就是说过的那些东西。如果你们要走的时候呢，你们还可以走，
okay.
你们可以走了。我们只是去再重复一下我们刚刚所说的信息给那些迟到的家长。
Okay, so first,
so Kevin Chen wants to ask about, remember the $420 for the lunch, the money? She said Kevin still didn't get it yet.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell her
what is that called?
School Connects.
Yeah,
tell her the school connects us. We'll reach out to her. Okay, if you have to leave, that's fine. If you missed the beginning, I'll just go through really quick. Number one, we're going to have window replacement and it's going to start this summer. It will compromise the yard, but we will take them to the park.
Okay, 我们呢会更新我们的窗户户口窗户，然后呢就是说呢夏天的时候呢我们的窗户呢会被更新，然后呢我们的后院呢也会有很多地方呢就是不可以让小朋友在外面去用的。
Okay, the little jungle gym is broken. It's hard to find a replacement part. We are thinking about taking the little jungle gym apart and getting rid of the mat and putting in a greenhouse for
okay,
the family and children.
小的那个攀架呢已经坏掉了，我们也找不到就是说应该要买就是修不了了，然后呢我们会决定把它拆掉呢，然后呢会放两个温室在那边。
Okay, parents teachers conference is this week. It's 12:30 to 2:30, 4:30 to 7:30. Do not worry if you can't make that time. Our teachers will meet with you at a time that you're available, so don't stress. Report cards will be released April 9th on my school, my student.nyc. The reason why it's in April is because we gave the report card out in December and it is really too soon to assess the children. But they will get updates on during parents teachers conference. Okay.
Okay. 明天呢就是开家长跟老师开会的日期，然后呢他们开会的时间呢是一点到两两点半、四点半到七点半。如果你在这个时间里面呢是不可以参与任何的会议的话，没有关系，你只要跟老师讲，老师会另外给你另外一个时间可以让你参与的。Okay. 然后成绩单呢是4月9号呢会在 My Student 你的 My Student。NYC 的账号里面可以看得到。那为什么会是4月9号呢？是因为我们觉得上一次的成绩单是12月3号呢，我们必须要给小朋友多一点时间呢去看看他们到底有多大的进展。 OK,
We according to the Biden administration, we will be having the state test. I have no information. Someone asked this morning about the remote families and testing the remote students. I have no information, but the minute I find out, I will let you know. Do not worry about test prep. It's already embedded into our curriculum. The children are not aware of it, but we are teaching good testing strategies throughout the day.
Okay, 校长说呢，就是Biden, 他的 Biden 呢，他说今年呢，三到五年级呢都有周考，然后呢，到底怎么样周考，我们没有任何的信息。Okay, 还有呢，就是可是呢，我们就是有一个家长问有关于那个远程学习的学生他们应该怎么样考试，然后呢我们现在目前没有详细的资料可以告诉你们，但是呢我们知道他们要考试。
Sorry, I'm talking to my children. No, they're not. I cooked it already. Okay, sorry. We're getting dinner ready. Champs, we have a live program on Tuesdays for second and third graders, only for the remote children. It's with Mr. Lavallee and Ms. Liu. And for the fourth and fifth graders, it's Monday for second and third graders, fourth and fifth graders on Tuesday. You had to sign up for it. It will be live instruction with Mr. Lavallee and Ms. Liu, just for the remote children. So they have a chance to have some live instruction from the specialty area teachers.
OK, 还有呢，就是这个呢是特别给百分之百的远程学习的学生的 ，OK。然后呢，Champs 呢，他我们学校 Mr. Lavallee 跟 Ms. Liu 呢，他们会提供就是通过视频会议呢来提供这一些体育课跟瑜伽课的 ，OK。然后二跟三年级的小朋友呢，是每星期一放学以后呢去参加这个视频会议的。然后呢，星期二呢会是四到五年级的。然后这些你要如果是参加这一些想参加这些活动的话，你必须要报名。
Okay, I think like okay, we will be doing virtual trips. It's always been our policy to educate the children about the community, the cultural institutes. Since we can't take them there physically, we will be doing virtual trips. Some will be teacher directed, some will be guided by the docents of the cultural institution.
OK, 然后呢我们也会让学生呢去这些虚幻的旅行，然后呢虚幻旅行呢就会让他们去一些博物馆啊或者是其他的地方呢去让他们可以学习里面的东西的。然后呢很多时呢都是在他们里面的工作人员呢他们会指导，就是说他们所看的那些旅行是什么东西，然后有时候呢是老师指导的。
OK, third, fourth and fifth graders, Third Street Music School will continue meeting with you in small groups and by invitation to tune your child's violin. It's really wonderful that the children are learning to take care of the instruments, and it's so much fun to see the parents join. So we're going to continue helping the third, fourth, and fifth grade Third Street Music School with the tuning of the violin. If there's a big problem, if the string snaps while you're tuning it, bring it in, we will fix it. If you're really stuck, Miss Jane will tune it for you.
Okay, 还有呢，就是有关于小提琴的调音。然后呢，三四五年级呢，你们会收到那个三阶的那个特别的邀请呢，去参加他们的小组，帮你调音小提琴调音。所以呢，麻烦你们留意一下。
Okay, I think everybody else caught what was the end.
Okay, Carrie Chan wants to know what is your email and Olga's email.
Okay, mine is mlee@ps42m.org, and Ms. Lipsky is olipsky, L-I-P-S-K-Y.
You type it in the chat already.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Better. Okay. What's the next one?
Okay, the next one is Owen 的妈妈，你要问的是那个体育是那个champs 还是你要问什么体育什么密码？
对，就是不是说有。我今天有看见他那个发出来，但是欧文跟我讲，他说妈妈不能进去，他没有放那个 Zoom 那个 link 出来、
okay.
不能进。
So Owen's mom wants to know， 你今天收到通知说他被录取了，对不对？
不知道，反正我就是在他的，因为我之前有跟老师讲，跟他的班主任讲。我跟他说，他想参加，因为我们想参加那个体育课嘛，然后他帮我填了。
那你有没有报名呢？
有啊。
Okay, Owen's mom basically is asking, right? There's no Zoom, like the Zoom invites to the champs. Okay, so how does he attend the champ meeting?
Ms. Lipsky?
There will be Zoom links.
Don't worry.
They just opened the Google Classroom for champs, and on Monday the link will be there. And then
okay, Owen, the
link every Monday.
Okay, 妈妈，Owen 的妈妈你好，就是说他们今天呢才那个开始他们的那个谷歌教室 champs 的谷歌教室里面，每一个星期一呢，他们都会放那个连接在那个谷歌教室里面的。
哦，好的，谢谢，
不客气。
Okay.I think, well, actually the only update that I didn't include is my update, but I don't know if that's important at this point or not. You know what I'm saying? So I think we're good. I think it's time for everybody to say goodbye.
Okay, 校长说呢，这一次会议呢已经结束了。
Okay, so thank you for joining us. Please,
谢谢你们的参与。